Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, high of 28 today. Johannesburg, 26. Polokwane, 30. National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Shamela Batoy, says the prosecution of state capture-era crimes will take some time. Despite improving crime conviction rates, the work of the National Prosecuting Authority has been dulled by a lack of convictions. It's almost 3 years after the Zondo Commission's report was finalized. Speaking at a Daily Maverick panel discussion, Batoy says she is making no excuses, but the public needs to understand the complexity of prosecuting these cases.
In these commissions, you could have evidence that are hearsay, but they're not admissible in a criminal case. And we found that witnesses who were willing to come before Zondo Commission are not so willing to testify in a criminal case. You know, the justice system as a whole, the wheels grind so slowly. It is equally our frustration as the prosecuting authority that cases don't move quickly through the court system.
The South African National Taxi Council in Gauteng has assured the public that taxi operations across the province will continue as normal today. This, however, follows reports that commuters in Ekurhuleni are expected to face taxi disruptions amid growing tensions over the impoundment of minibus taxis. In areas of Ekurhuleni, minibus taxis did not show up at transport hubs. SANTACO's provincial secretary, Graham Fritz, says they are engaging constructively to resolve outstanding matters. Moving to news in KZN, a preschool boy from Umlazi, south of Durban, who went missing a week ago, has been found dead. 5-year-old Ntobeko Xaba was last seen playing outside his home in Q section. A day later, his family received a message from an unknown number demanding a ransom of 60,000 rand for his safe return. Police say they've arrested a 39-year-old woman. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda.
Investigations pointed to the suspect, the child's neighbor, who had fled to Risdale area in Mzimkhulu. Investigations led the police to a river at Q section in Umlazi, where the body of the 5-year-old was found floating, wrapped in a blanket. The motive of the kidnapping, extortion, and ultimate killing of the child remains part of police investigation.
And on the international front, a boat carrying migrants has capsized off the coast of Mauritania, killing at least 49 people. Authorities say about 100 others are likely missing. According to a statement from the migrants, the boat had left the Gambia a week earlier with about 160 people on board. I'm Nushera Sudhial. Your top story this hour. National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Shamela Batoy, says the prosecution of state capture era crimes will take some time.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Do you love me or not? Head is spinning and it don't know when to stop. You said forever, babe, did you mean it or not? Hold on, hold on. You leave me on red, babe, but I still get the message. Instead of a line, it's three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect. It's like we could catch him at night. I'm Cupid with arrows, babe. I'm just shooting my shot.